from the birthplace of radio's greatest era, live from New York, it's Radio Night Live with Kevin McCullough.
Wait, who?
Kevin McCullough, let me start with you.
Huh? The big dog, Kevin McCullough.
Who? I'm Kevin McCullough.
No, who?
Nationally syndicated radio host and author of No, He Can't.
Who? Kevin McCullough?
Kevin McCullough is a nationally syndicated radio host and author of No, He Can't.
What?
A Barack Obama's Dismantling Hope and Change and CEO of Extreme Media.
Oh.
All right, Kevin McCullough, very glad to have you with us. Hour number two of Radio Night Live is off and running, and of course we are thrilled to have you with us. If you missed hour one, some really good stuff from Abby Johnson and Governor Mike Huckabee on the importance of the Hobbs decision and the overturning of Roe v. Wade and what a difference it all makes and is going to make. That is a couple of perspectives that I really appreciate, because Abby is probably one of the foremost activists in the pro-life movement. She had her ultrasound in Times Square and brought Times Square to a pin drop silence by having her ultrasound projected up on the big billboards in Times Square. And she's always fighting for the truth for young women, for the culture that we live in today, and for all of what it means. Governor Mike Huckabee, kind of on the other end, has been in the fight since the beginning. So it was fun to get their perspectives as activists. But my guest coming up this hour in the ladies' lounge is Charmaine Yost, Dr. Charmaine Yost. We've been together at multiple pro-life organizations side by side, working in the trenches, and I think we're going to have a really nice conversation about various observations about what all this means. And I hope that you'll just stick around. I think it's going to be great conversation in the historic week that this is. Friends, I really could not get over the fact that on Friday, when my watch went off, I was on the yoga mat in the gym in the morning, and I pull a double class. So I'm doing classes back to back, and I only do that on Fridays. But I have one of these Apple watches, and the phone with all the alerts just starts pinging my watch like crazy. Ding, 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 ding. And so I look up, and even the lovely bride goes, bye-bye, Ro, in a text to me. And so there was this whole just kind of flooding of thoughts in a very short amount of time that didn't really hit me until I got back to the house, cleaned up, was doing my show later that afternoon, and it just hit me. This has been a priority for my life for 48 years. 48 years I have been fighting to overturn Roe v. Wade, and we finally did it. And there are a number of people that need to be thanked. God, obviously, it's within his sovereignty that he allowed the court to decide this at this point in time. But I'd also think that Donald Trump has a lot to do with this. In fact, if what Governor Huckabee said in the last hour is really true, if Hillary Clinton had been in office, this would have gone significantly a different way, because she would have added at least three more judges to the other end, and they may have packed the court with even more seats by now. The idea that we could do this and not just get a 5-4 victory, but a solid majority, 6-3, in the Supreme Court is really quite astounding. And it shouldn't be that surprising. Ruth Bader Ginsburg, I mentioned this in the first hour, or you can put her quote back up on the screen if you want to, Ivan. But Ruth Bader Ginsburg, the progressive holy grail of justices, said Roe was bad jurisprudence. It went too far. The broader issue should have been always left to the states. This was something that she would have agreed with. She would have agreed with the rationale being argued in the decision as it came down on Friday. Well, we know that Justice Antonin Scalia would have as well. We know that Justice Thomas quoted from Justice Scalia in his gun control decision on Friday, which was another 6-3 win. And friends, this court, in this court session, dealt with all of the following with massive wins. Voter integrity issues came before the court. They sided with voter integrity, actually, surprisingly, by a score of 8-1. So some of the liberal justices were on the side of voter integrity in that particular case. You had them involve themselves in religious freedom issues and citing again, as they have for the last 2 years, for the practice of religious liberty across the board. This same court on Thursday said to every one of the seven gun control states that have these standards that are so ridiculously high to get to carry your gun, to get to have a concealed carry license, they said, you're going to have to change that. It's too restrictive. It's not in keeping with the Second Amendment. Huge win. It's going to knock New York back decades in terms of what they're going to be able to do by way of gun laws. And they're going to have to make allowance for regular citizens to get a concealed carry license. Same with California, New Jersey, others that have made it really, really prohibitive. And then, of course, the case that kind of wound it all out was Roe v. Wade being overturned on Friday. But I wanted you to know that a lot of us that believed in Roe v. Wade from the beginning, we never changed what we had to say. Yeah, Nancy Pelosi and AOC and Joe Biden all went out and said that this was an attack on women's rights and that this is a fundamental right that's found in the Constitution, even though it's not. Abortion's not mentioned in the Constitution. Freedom of choice isn't mentioned in the Constitution. This is all read into it through some sort of kabuki theater of, oh, well, it's in the 14th Amendment. Okay, show me where. They can't tell you. But guns are in the document. So, I mean, the Second Amendment's there. There is no amendment that says, you shall have the right to an abortion. Anyway, but not all of them have believed that the entire time they've been in public office. In fact, take a look at this video from the President of the United States, Joe Biden. Take a look at this.
I do not view abortion as a choice and a right. I think it's always a tragedy. And I think that it should be rare and safe. And I think we should be focusing on how to limit the number of abortions. And there ought to be able to have a common ground and consensus as to do that.
You heard what he just said. He does not consider it a right or a choice, but a tragedy. This was the same guy who Friday afternoon was telling the entire country that he was going to make sure that abortifacients were made available through prescription drugs anywhere in the country, regardless of what the laws are. This is actually a man who was willing to say he was going to break the laws to see to it that abortion goes forward. That's how radical the new face of the Democratic Party has gotten from what you just saw of Joe Biden from a number of years ago. Obviously, he could string two sentences together, so it was significantly in the past. In fact, play it again, Ivan, just one more time. Here's Joe Biden from just a few
years
ago.
I do not view abortion as a choice and a right. I think it's always a tragedy. And I think that it should be rare and safe. And I think we should be focusing on how to limit the number of abortions. And there ought to be able to have a common ground and consensus as to do that.
How to limit the number of abortions. How to make them rare. These are not words that the abortion lobby has used in decades. In fact, in the last few years, they have fought every time that someone has sought to limit abortion in some way, whether it's through parental consent, parental notification, any number of laws that are designed to give informed consent to the woman herself, any number of laws that have just been there for the protection of women, like you shouldn't be able to get an abortion from a doctor who's not even qualified enough to practice medicine to have admitting rights to a hospital. Like, just because he has a book on surgery in his garage doesn't mean he gets to do abortions. And yet the AOCs of the world, the Joe Bidens of the world, the Nancy Pelosi's of the world, they adamantly fought even common sense regulations to bring down the number of abortions. Why? Because it is a blood-stained, money-making business that Planned Parenthood has discipled all of their followers into. You basically get baptized into a river of blood at Planned Parenthood. And that's why when people like Abby Johnson saw what was really going on and their conscience was awakened. They said, I can't do this anymore. I can't just kill babies for money. And friends, that's what it boils down to. At the end of the day, 48 years ago, when I began to fight this issue, it was about one thing: the innocence and the vulnerability of that child not being able to defend itself. We believe that a child should have a right for someone to defend it once it's born. But a child in the womb is in a very precarious spot, or it was until Friday in most of America. Now, in 41 states, there will be a measure of protection that goes into ensuring that that baby will have a chance at life. There are still hot spots that we're going to need to work on and try to bring down those numbers. But friends, make no mistake, this is a wonderful development for a nation that says that it champions freedom and the divine rights granted by the Creator for every human being. You can't do that if you're killing millions of them in the womb. All right, Kevin McCullough, my very good friend, Dr. Charmaine Yost, joins me next. I think you will get a lot out of this conversation. Please stay right here.
You've heard us talk about the amazing offer that MyPillow is offering you right now, right? Only $34.99 a pillow. That's the lowest price ever offered on radio TV. When you get a two-pack of MyPillow premiums for only $69.98, ever since I've been sleeping on my MyPillow, I don't get interrupted sleep anymore. I don't have to worry about folding my pillow in half or stacking up a whole bunch of lifeless pillows underneath it to give me the right support. Comes with a 60-day money-back guarantee and a 10-year warranty, and it's made in the USA. Do you have a pillow that comes with a 10-year warranty? Get a two-pack of MyPillow premiums for $69.98 right now. That's only $34.99 per pillow, which, again, is the lowest price ever offered on radio or TV. This offer is only available at MyPillow.com or when you call 800-506-2641. That's 800-506-2641. Promo code KMC. 800-506-2641. And use the promo code KMC. In these troubling times, civil unrest, spiking crime rates, and restrictive gun laws put us all at risk. One feels unsafe just walking down the sidewalk. So what if there was a form of personal protection that did not require waiting periods, permits, or background checks? Small enough to carry concealed in a purse or a jacket, but powerful enough to stop an assailant. Introducing the Byrna HD, the non-lethal self-protection device that buys you valuable time in an unsafe situation. With a five-round magazine, the Byrna HD fires the Byrna Max payload, a 68-caliber projectile loaded with pepper and tear gas irritant, disabling an assailant from being able to breathe freely or see clearly for up to several minutes. The CO2-powered launcher is accurate up to 60 feet. It's about the size of a 9mm and has a dual-handed safety valve. Ideal for men and women and safe for everyone, it's backed by a 60-day risk-free guarantee.
Go to Byrna.com/KMC for all the latest discounts and specials. That's BYRNA.com.
Hi, Kevin McCullough. You wouldn't dare build a house or a building of any kind without a blueprint, and you shouldn't invest your money without a plan either. My friends at Landmark Capital specialize in tailor-made portfolios for each customer called your financial blueprint. Landmark Capital can show you how to diversify your portfolio and put some of it into physical precious metals, gold and silver, that help protect your portfolio in the ups and downs. And it also gives you the right to hold them in your IRA, in your possession, or your 401k. Taking physical possession today, it's 100% legal and it's 100% doable right now. You probably have never seen this idea before, but you need to check it out. Get a free financial analysis called Your Financial Blueprint and find out how to put precious metals in your hands tax deductible. Their process is easy. Call the Landmark team at 844-604-2575. That's 844-604-2575.
Balance of nature. Changing the world one life at a time.
I'm very, very athletic. I play ice hockey 2 or 3 days a week. You know, I'm in good shape for my age. You know, I keep up with the young kids, but, you know, I get tired. Muscles get sore. I'm achy. So I noticed, just by taking this product for a month, I'm not as tired as I used to be or fatigued. Muscles feel good. I feel like my stamina is better than it was. I just feel better than I did, and I wasn't really complaining before.
Don't wait to see what getting over 10 servings of whole fruits and vegetables every day can do for you. Right now, Balance of Nature is offering free shipping and 35% off on any new preferred order of fruits and veggies. Start your journey to better health today by calling 1-800-246-8751 or by going to balanceofnature.com and make sure to receive this special radio offer by using discount code KMC.
And now, from New York, back to Radio Night Live. Here's Kevin McCullough.
All right, Kevin McCullough, welcome to Saturday Night, and always pleased to have you stick around for the second hour as we delve into what we fondly call the ladies' lounge around these parts. It's one of the oldest running bits in radio now, started about 9-10 years ago, and the idea was to engage and to bring to the airwaves some of the just really needed voices to be heard from in terms of women across all kinds of expertise in American life. And my next guest, I am happy to not only have back as a second time guest with us here, but also to call her a very good friend, as we have worked at some of the same organizations in the past, or she's been at an organization and hired me to do work for her, or vice versa. And we've just littered a long trail. And Charmaine, I don't know about you, but for me, yesterday, it kind of hit me over a period of time. Like when the news first broke, it just a lot went through my mind. I remember the first time that I heard or knew about what the words Roe v. Wade meant. I remember hearing about abortion when I was very small. I remember my mom volunteering at crisis pregnancy centers. And I remember from those very earliest stages, just being someone that was very connected to the moral importance of overturning that case and seeing this day come about. Now, fast forward, 48 years later, and here we are, 48 for me, 49 years, I guess, is how long it's been since the decision had been determined. But it just seemed to me that over the course of these last several decades, so much of what we've dedicated, you and I and others that have been in this fight, have dedicated our entire lives to. And it happened. It's now come to pass. And I know you've probably got some thoughts about ways that, you were impacted by the process itself, but it will be forever a huge chunk of who we are, who we were, how our lives operated. There was so much that was dedicated to the seeing of this ruling come down and taking the next step. And we can get into that a little bit later, but I really am curious, like, What went through your mind? How did you, who were the first people that you thought of when you heard the news?
The targeting of Black babies. And in the context of everything that we've been through in terms of racial questions and conversations over the last year, I feel like that's a really poignant part of this for me over the last 24 hours, because it just seemed like straight out of the box, that's where they went. And there's just such a lack of recognition of how much they don't want to talk about the racial tinge to all of these conversations. And so that's kind of at the top of my mind, because some of the relationships that I've made along the way in the pro-life movement, some of the ones that have meant the most to me have been the Black pro-life friends we've had a lot of conversations about how this movement connects very, very deeply and personally to them in terms of feeling the feeling of being targeted for their race. And I think that's important.
For people that don't know what you're referencing specifically, and Governor Huckabee in the first hour made mention of it as well, but a lot of people still don't know, Charmaine, even to this day, the history of Planned Parenthood, kind of the eugenist, racist
tendencies of its founder and why they even target the locations of where their clinics have classically been placed in cities all across North America. But for people that do know, you know, it's been an assault on Black babies. I mean, the abortion movement has taken more Black lives than gang violence at the end of the year. There are several zip codes here in New York City where more Black babies were aborted each year for the last 10 years than were born. And when you start adding up all of those types of things, Charmaine, I would think that with the discussions about race that we've had over the last couple of years, that somebody at some point would have, you know, in the mainstream picked up on this and said, you know, this is a significant racially motivated issue here. And yet nobody touched it. And nobody did for most of the, you know, 40 something years that I was aware of what the discussion was about.
It's always kind of weird to me. Sometimes I with not just this issue, but a lot of issues, sometimes you kind of think, what is that alternate reality where the left lives up to their own ideals? And the shoe would be on the other foot. They would be the ones defending pregnant Black women and saying, look, why are we not welcoming their babies? Why are we not solving the problem that's bringing them to this clinic instead of saying, oh, well, let's just get rid of the problem? And to me, you know, as you and I've both been doing a lot of talking over the last 48 hours, and one of the things that came to my mind in one of the conversations that I was having about Roe was this phrase that we've used as a vision statement within the pro-life movement for decades now, which is that we wanted to see a day when every baby was protected in law and welcomed in life. Mm-hmm. And that was always really inspiring to me because it went to the fact that, you know, the reason this is such a compelling issue is that it's not just this bloodless legal thing. It's like there's a real actual effect. There's real babies that will be born. There's real lives that will be saved. And, you know, some people, this is not original to me, some other people commented and posted a picture of the Washington Post did a story on a young woman who in Texas, who after the Texas law was passed this last summer, I guess it was, she carried twins to term, and they had pictures of the twins, and they were like, the whole framing of it was like, here's these babies who were born because of the horrible Texas law. And it's just like, it's so Alice in Wonderland, right? Like here you have these precious lives that are destined for something that God created them for. And to frame it in terms of, oh no, they were born because of this law instead of, yeah. Hey, welcome, protected in law and welcomed in life. And, you know, that's the mission and the calling for us in the pro-life movement now is to be fully present and fully aware of the fact that there are women who are in situations where they feel really, really desperate. And we shouldn't gloss over that. We have to grapple with that. I believe that we have. I think it's a false accusation to say that the pro-life movement has been unaware and has done nothing. We have that this country is blanketed with pregnancy care centers now. Yeah.
One group that knows that we have is Antifa. And, you know, with Jane's Revenge, they're out there trying to discredit those resource centers, which have really been the backbone of the credibility of the pro-life argument. Everything that we've been accused of thinking and believing, the Crisis Pregnancy Center kind of turns on its ear. It's not convenient. It's not easy. It's not simple. And yet there have been millions of volunteers at thousands of centers that have donated hundreds of millions of hours over the last decades to help women in that moment of time in which they need it. We're talking with Charmaine Yost. We're coming right back. It's Radio Night Live. Don't go away.
Balance of Nature. changing the world one life at a time.
I haven't heard any negative feedback from any of my patients who have been taking the product. I look at Balance in HR and I look what it's doing for me as I've started taking it, and for the patients that I have that are taking it, it's been phenomenal.
In my practice, I was getting to the point where I couldn't have the strength to see that many patients anymore. And I was introduced to the fruits and veggies. Just slowly, my strength started to come back. And it was because of the good nutrition. I can't say enough good for Balance of Nature and what it's done for me. I recommend it to everybody.
Don't wait to see what getting over 10 servings of whole fruits and vegetables can do for you. Right now, Balance of Nature is offering free shipping and 35% off on any new preferred order of fruits and veggies. Start your journey to better health today by calling 1-800-246-8751 or by going to balanceofnature.com and use discount code KMC.
Coming to theaters January 21st, Redeeming Love.
Let's hop on one of those ships and sail away.
Why don't you think about where we would go?
Far. I was just thinking about my mother. Shattered.
You are not here.
What's your pleasure, mister?
The truth is, I didn't come here for that.
You have been broken.
Redeeming Love, based on the best-selling novel by Francine Rivers.
That's Angel, finest girl west of the Rockies.
A life-changing story of the power of relentless love and perseverance. Redeeming Love shows there is no brokenness. Love can't heal.
That way is home. Your choice.
Redeeming Love. Rated PG-13. May be inappropriate for children under 13. Be in theaters January 21st. Go to RedeemingLoveMovie.com.
Civil unrest, spiking crime rates, and restrictive gun laws put us all at risk. One feels unsafe just walking down the sidewalk. So what if there was a form of personal protection that did not require waiting periods, permits, or background checks? Small enough to carry concealed in a purse or a jacket, but powerful enough to stop an assailant. Introducing the Byrna HD, the non-lethal self-protection device that buys you valuable time in an unsafe situation. With a 5-round magazine, the Byrna HD fires the Byrna Max payload, 68 caliber projectile loaded with pepper and tear gas irritant, disabling an assailant from being able to breathe freely or see clearly for up to several minutes. The CO2-powered launcher is accurate up to 60 feet. It's about the size of a 9mm and has a dual-handed safety valve. Ideal for men and women and safe for everyone, it's backed by a 60-day risk-free guarantee.
Go to Byrna.com/KMC for all the latest discounts and specials. That's BYRNA.com.
Brand new from beloved author Ivan Quiñones comes a new children's book, Magnificent Ian and the Secret Lab. Available now in paperback or Kindle from the Amazon Marketplace. One satisfied parent said, "The story is quite intriguing. The way it develops leaves you waiting for the next adventure. Magnificent Ian is such a fun book. I would highly recommend it for children grades 2 through 5. Another said, "I barely got the book out of the package and my son immediately grabbed it and ran off to read it." In Magnificent Ian and the Secret Lab, Ian finds a secret lab in the middle of an active volcanic island, run by a crazy scientist who tasks him with widening a secret tunnel. There's suspense, action, adventure, and a lesson about integrity. Available now on the Amazon Marketplace and the Amazon Kindle Store. Magnificent Ian and the Secret Lab from author Ivan Quiñones in paperback and Kindle form. Get your copy today. Magnificent Ian and the Secret Lab.
And now, back to Radio Night Live. Here's Kevin McCullough.
Dr. Charmaine Yost is my guest on this very auspicious weekend. And I can't help but think, Charmaine, you know, just even how this decision came down. This was a term at the court that I think, well, to be honest, if you were a real constitutionalist and you were really paying attention, you got a lot of things that you liked out of this court this season. They defended religious liberty. They called for, accountability in voter integrity issues that were before them. They told New York State and other gun control heavy states that they're going to have to readjust how they think about the Second Amendment. And of course, they kind of topped off the whole thing with that was somewhat, anticlimactic because someone had leaked a version of the opinion earlier. But Justice Alito really dismantling the logic and the execution of Roe v. Wade in every way possible. There were five fundamental flaws that he found in the original, that the majority found in the original Roe ruling, that they said, you know, we believe in stare decisis, but this trumps that stuff because it was so bad. And they said the same thing about Casey, which of course was built a lot on Roe. And I'm just curious, Charmaine, as someone who's advocated for women, for moms in crisis pregnancy, you were a part of Americans United for Life. You were a part of Family Research Council. You've been a part of the Heritage Foundation, really great organizations that have done a lot of work on these issues. What was your assessment of how the court kind of finished out its year this year?
You know, Kevin, I, over the last couple of weeks, as we've been waiting for this decision to come down, I reread the Alito decision because when it was first leaked, you know, we were all racing through it. And I thought, you know, I'm going to sit down and really kind of soak in this a little bit. And look, at 90 pages, are a lot of people going to wade through the legal decision? Probably not. I did post a link to it on my Twitter page. It's easy to find, but if you want to go to my Twitter page, it's right there up at the top. I wish people would read the decision, Kevin, and because over, you and I know how these things go. Over the next few weeks and months, the decision in many ways is going to be lost in the public consciousness and taken over by the talking points and the spin and the takeaway lessons, when in actual fact, Justice Alito sat down and very carefully, very methodically just decimated Roe and Casey.
Yeah.
And I, as someone who has spent time in academia, still spends time in academia, I really, that was deeply moving to me because I think that public policy, regardless of what your philosophy is, public policy needs to be rooted in reality and rooted mm-hmm. in truth. And to me, even if you don't, even if you do support abortion rights, I realize this is mythical that this wouldn't happen, but if you're an abortion rights supporter, you should welcome this decision because he's taking it and he's saying, this was just completely wrongly decided. There was this falsehood. There was this lie. There was this inaccuracy. There was this weak argument. And the wild thing about it is that so many people on the left agree with him privately, but many of them actually even publicly. Ruth Bader Ginsburg, for example, was publicly a critic of Roe v. Wade.
Yes, she was.
So to me, it's almost, I feel like this is an emperor has no clothes moment for us in public policy related to abortion, of having Alito just kind of pull the Band-Aid off and be, I'm going to mix all my metaphors here, but he's pulling the curtain back and being like, the emperor has no clothes. This thing was bogus from the get-go. It's an intellectual house of cards, completely bankrupt. And to me, something like that is just deeply corrupting both of the people who are forced by their ideological presuppositions to defend it, but also to those of us who are kind of conscripted into this world of fake mirrors that they've constructed around this, yeah. Right? And I, you know, even disconcertingly over the last couple of days, I've seen people kind of trying to push back and saying, no, the historical record is not what Justice Alito describes in the decision, but frankly, the historical record is what the historical record is, and he corrected it.
Well, not only did he correct it, he lambasted the dissenters and said, you didn't even try to make an argument that would be worthy of upholding the general premise of what you're trying to argue. Like, yeah. It was so, and so I think even Sotomayor and Kagan and Breyer even knew that, you know, it was bad and it was going to go away. But another good win, and very similar to the day before with Justice Thomas's decision on the Second Amendment, both Thomas and Alito quoting heavily from Justice Antonin Scalia. Talk about a monstrous presence on the court even after he's gone, with Heller and with this decision today, or this weekend, just a huge presence. We're coming right back. It's Radio Night Live. A few more minutes with my special guest, Dr. Charmaine Yost. Stay here.
Hi,
Hi, Kevin McCullough. You've heard us talk about the amazing offer that MyPillow is offering you right now, right? Only $34.99 a pillow. That's the lowest price ever offered on radio TV. When you get a two-pack of MyPillow premiums for only $69.98, ever since I've been sleeping on my MyPillow, I don't get interrupted sleep anymore. I don't have to worry about folding my pillow in half or stacking up a whole bunch of lifeless pillows underneath it to give me the right support. Comes with a 60-day money-back guarantee and a 10-year warranty, and it's made in the USA. Do you have a pillow that comes with a 10-year warranty? Get a two-pack of MyPillow premiums for $69.98 right now. That's only $34.99 per pillow, which again is the lowest price ever offered on radio or TV. This offer is only available at MyPillow.com or when you call 800-506-2641. That's 800-506-2641. Promo code KMC. 800-506-2641. And use the promo code KMC.
Coming to theaters January 21st, Redeeming Love.
Let's hop on one of those ships and sail away.
Why don't you think about where we would go?
Far. I was just thinking about my mother. Shattered.
You are not here.
What's your pleasure, mister?
The truth is, I didn't come here for that.
You have been broken.
Redeeming Love, based on the best-selling novel by Francine Rivers.
That's Angel, finest girl west of the Rockies.
A life-changing story of the power of relentless love and perseverance. Redeeming Love shows there is no brokenness. Love can't heal.
That way is home. Your choice.
Redeeming Love. Rated PG-13. May be inappropriate for children under 13. Be in theaters January 21st. Go to RedeemingLoveMovie.com.
Brand new from beloved author Ivan Quiñones comes a new children's book, Magnificent Ian and the Secret Lab, available now in paperback or Kindle from the Amazon Marketplace. One satisfied parent said, "The story is quite intriguing. The way it develops leaves you waiting for the next adventure. Magnificent Ian is such a fun book. I would highly recommend it for children grades 2 through 5. Another said, "I barely got the book out of the package and my son immediately grabbed it and ran off to read it." In Magnificent Ian and the Secret Lab, Ian finds a secret lab in the middle of an active volcanic island, run by a crazy scientist who tasks him with widening a secret tunnel. There's suspense, action, adventure, and a lesson about integrity. Available now on the Amazon Marketplace and the Amazon Kindle Store. Magnificent Ian and the Secret Lab from author Ivan Quiñones in paperback and Kindle form. Get your copy today. Magnificent Ian and the Secret Lab.
Radio Night Live. Once again, Kevin McCullough.
All right. So good to have you with us here on Radio Night Live. And thanks to the Salem News Channel and Biz TV and great radio stations like WPG in Atlantic City, KMET in Los Angeles, and a whole bunch of others all over the place. We appreciate you picking us up. I'm always glad to have my friend Charmaine Yost back with us. And she doesn't come here on the weekend very often, but she's with us every Friday normally on The Daily Show. And always look forward to those chats because they're always substantive. And Charmaine, one of the things, you know, a couple of reactions happened in my own heart and mind when, and I'll tell you exactly where I was when I got the news on Friday. I was on my yoga mat at my gym in the middle of class, and Friday I happened to pull a double. So I do a slow burn class followed by a flow class. Flow's more aerobically intense. And I'm sitting there just sweating, trying to catch my breath and can't even breathe. And my watch is going zzzz, and I'm like, what's going on? And I'm looking down, and then every news alert, you know, on planet Earth is coming through to my phone first, and then my watch, saying, "Hey, Roe v. Wade's been overturned." Even my bride texts me, and she knew I was on the mat. She's like, "Bye, bye, Roe." And I thought, this is really going to be a big day. Well, then I get, you know, back to the studio, and I get cleaned up, and I start working on the show for the day, and it just started to hit me how massive this was, and how many long hours people have put into this, and so much has gone towards this ultimate kind of moment of seeing Roe be dismantled and done away with. But a lot of us knew and said for many weeks leading up to this, this doesn't change the laws in about six states.
maybe 9 states that are really going to hold on to this in some form or fashion. In, believe it or not, the minute that the decision came down, I think there are 15 states that immediately had trigger bans that went into effect. There's another 26 states that have some form of legislative or gubernatorial signature that's needed or something that is still awaiting. But overall, there's about 41 states that were in some way going to begin eliminating or greatly limiting abortion in their state, which leaves those few states that I think are going to get even more intense and nasty about it. And I thought, you know, the next casualty of all of this is going to be truth. And that didn't take long. The president was out. Pelosi was out. They were saying things that weren't even factually accurate. And then you're like, how do people even listen to these folks? And it would be funny if what they were saying wasn't so misleading and so terribly off course. And then my thoughts naturally kind of wandered over to the elections in November. And I know that there's going to be a lot of pitting Americans against Americans on this. But one of the things I saw that really struck me in the gun decision coming down from Clarence Thomas was that 83% of Americans agree with the Second Amendment being at its core about self-defense. When you look at the data on what people believe, not when they're using the terminology of choice and, abortion or whatever, but when they're asked about things like, you know, should children that can survive beyond the viability of the womb, should they be allowed to survive? Americans have a very long, big majority of opinion that says, no, we want to value a baby's life. What's your opinion on how that's going to be manipulated or kind of chessed in a game of wits with the American public between now and November?
So I think that's a really good question, Kevin. And in so many ways, the left is reduced to coming out and saying, oh, you're going to pay. This is going to be awful. And it'll be interesting to see if they're right. I think not. And the problem for the left is that they've committed the cardinal crime that you're always warned against in public policy, which is believing your own press releases. Mm-hmm. And I think that they...
Boy, this White House does for sure.
Oh, absolutely. And I think they know better because, you know, they can read crosstabs as well as you and I can. They know that the American public is fundamentally pro-life, but they've always spun it as if, you know, they'd go out and ask the false questions of, do you support Roe v. Wade? And then not. And, you know, of course, you get people who say yes, because Americans like the status quo. They don't want there to be upheaval. But when you ask them specifically about the various holdings of Roe, then they started to lose people in a hurry. And going back to your point, to tie into your point about the president's speech, here's the fundamental problem that they have. Even the president couldn't get through his speech today without talking about the baby. And he caught himself, Kevin. I know you saw this. I know you noticed it. It's just like, you know how he struggles sometimes with his words. Well, it was almost like you could see in his eyes, he was so overcome with this instantaneous revelation that a realization that he'd said the wrong thing, because you're not allowed to talk about the baby from the left, right? But this is the problem for them, is when Roe v. Wade occurred back in 1973, you didn't have the kind of sonograms that we do now. You didn't have the life-saving life-saving surgery for the baby. And we've been living with this cognitive dissonance in America for so long now, of where in one wing of the hospital you have them trying to save a baby at 22 weeks, and then the other wing of the hospital. And I mean, this literally happens in some hospitals where the big ones, where they're doing abortions in one wing and saving babies in the other at exactly the same week
stage of life. Yeah.
That's just, you know, that's not where the American people are, because it's common sense, right? If you can save that baby, you should. And I think that that's a real, it's like this rock in the middle of the stream for the abortion supporters and defenders. Of course, they're going to deflect and go off to all kinds of different, you know, what about this poor woman who can't afford the baby, et cetera. You know, they're going to play that drum a lot. And I think it's super important for us to keep responding with how much much we care about the circumstances women find themselves in.
Yeah. And I don't think it hurts to let people know exactly how often those types of circumstances that they're trying to make those examples out of actually occur. I think a lot of people, you know, when you hear this debate, and again, the interesting thing about this case is that it re-brought up an argument that had largely just gone silent for a few years. But when they bring up the, well, what about? And well, do you know how often that actually happens? And well, yeah, what about the case of where the dad rapes his own? Well, okay, we have laws that deal with him and there's compassionate ways to approach that. You understand that that's less than 0.1% of all pregnancies that, you know, are out there. And I think the middle of the country that is not hyper partisan, but that is kind of common sense driven. They just want to know that, you know, the world's not spinning out of control kind of thing. I think that they're very open to a very plain, truthful, common sense, compassionate approach. Charmaine Yost, you're a delight and a treat. Thank you for sharing your time with us tonight. I'm so grateful.
Thanks for having me, Kevin.
Hi, Kevin McCullough. You've heard us talk about the amazing offer that MyPillow is offering you right now, right? Only $34.99 a pillow. That's the lowest price ever offered on radio TV. When you get a two-pack of MyPillow premiums for only $69.98, ever since I've been sleeping on my MyPillow, I don't get interrupted sleep anymore. I don't have to worry about folding my pillow in half or stacking up a whole bunch of lifeless pillows underneath it to give me the right support. Comes with a 60-day money-back guarantee and a 10-year warranty, and it's made in the USA. Do you have a pillow that comes with a 10-year warranty? Get a two-pack of MyPillow premiums for $69.98 right now. That's only $34.99 per pillow, which, again, is the lowest price ever offered on radio or TV. This offer is only available at MyPillow.com or when you call 800-506-2641. That's 800-506-2641. Promo code KMC. 800-506-2641. And use the promo code KMC. In these troubling times, civil unrest, spiking crime rates, and restrictive gun laws put us all at risk. One feels unsafe just walking down the sidewalk. So what if there was a form of personal protection that did not require waiting periods, permits, or background checks? Small enough to carry concealed in a purse or a jacket, but powerful enough to stop an assailant. Introducing the Byrna HD, the non-lethal self-protection device that buys you valuable time in an unsafe situation. With a 5-round magazine, the Byrna HD fires the Byrna Max payload, a 68 caliber projectile loaded with pepper and tear gas irritant, disabling an assailant from being able to breathe freely or see clearly for up to several minutes. The CO2-powered launcher is accurate up to 60 feet. It's about the size of a 9mm and has a dual-handed safety valve. Ideal for men and women and safe for everyone, it's backed by a 60-day risk-free guarantee.
Go to Byrna.com/KMC for all the latest discounts and specials. That's BYRNA.com.
Hi, Kevin McCullough. You wouldn't dare build a house or a building of any kind without a blueprint, and you shouldn't invest your money without a plan either. My friends at Landmark Capital specialize in tailor-made portfolios for each customer called your financial blueprint.
Landmark Capital can show you how to diversify your portfolio and put some of it into physical precious metals, gold and silver, that help protect your portfolio in the ups and downs. And it also gives you the right to hold them in your IRA, in your possession, or your 401k. Taking physical possession today, it's 100% legal, and it's 100% doable right now. You probably have never seen this idea before, but you need to check it out. Get a free financial analysis called Your Financial Blueprint and find out how to put precious metals in your hands tax deductible. Their process is easy. Call the Landmark team at 844-604-2575. That's 844-604-2575.
Once again, from New York, here's Radio Night Live and Kevin McCullough.
Ladies and gentlemen, back to the Music Spotlight stage. Casey Musgraves.
Up to me, changing colors on city streets, petals surrounding us in every shade of pink. We happen quickly as humans do. Summer was coming and change was too. Look at me now, I'm falling at your feet.
Casey Musgraves and the song Cherry Blossom rounding us out on Radio Night Live tonight. Thank you. If you've been watching on Salem News Channel or Biz TV, we appreciate your viewership. If you've been listening on great radio stations across the country, please reach out to those stations and thank them for carrying Radio Night Live. We are the most syndicated radio show in America on the weekends, and it is an honor and a privilege to have you here with us as part of the routine. Kevin McCullough saying also, thank you to Governor Mike Huckabee, Abby Johnson, Charmaine Yost, and Casey Musgraves for making tonight's episode so memorable and so enjoyable. And we will see you this same time, this same place, 1 week from tonight. Have a great one.
And I don't stand the ghost of a chance with you.